coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on with the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City of Urbana. Details next with the mayor. Mayor Laura Pressing joins us in a moment. Why just listen when you can connect? We are 93.5, 95.3. We are the new Connect FM. What's going on between the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau and the City of Urbana? Urbana Mayor Laura Pressing. Good morning, Mayor. How are you? Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for inviting me.
Well, great to have you. I think all good mayors, all good managers should question all expenses. That's what you've done with this. About $72,000 is what the city gives to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Is that correct?
Right.
All right. And so you said, what am I getting out of this? Which I think is a good question. What would you find out?
Well, I don't think that it's had an impact on Urbana businesses, because one of the people that came to testify to the city council had managed a hotel for over 30 years. And when I asked him what kind of an impact the Visitors Bureau had on his business, he was completely stumped. So I think if all these claims are true, which I seriously doubt, they should have no trouble raising the money from the businesses that actually feel they do benefit.
So you would suggest that the Convention Visitors Bureau goes to individual businesses in Urbana and say, hey, we'll get you some business, we'll get you some rooms, but if you give X amount of dollars, you think that'd be okay?
That'd be fine, and okay. That's what other Convention and Visitors Bureaus do. And the gentleman from the state hotel organization told the Urbana City Council that no city in Urbana, or in Illinois rather, had canceled the Convention and Visitors Bureau, but Eric Jacobson was on his computer and he found very quickly that Rockford had canceled it. And they also said that no other bureau was financed by private contributions, and that's not true either. So I think the logical way for them to go, instead of threatening disaster in the future, is just get to work and get the people who support them to cough up some money.
All right. Now they say that they generate 11,330 hotel room nights in Urbana, which is over $3.1 million. That's what the CVB said. You say they're making it up?
Yeah, because they told us earlier that they had generated 3,000. They told us on Saturday, June 11th, that they generated 3,000, and then by Monday, the 13th, it was up to 11,000. So that's why I'm very suspicious of the numbers. I don't think they have real numbers. I think they're just making them up, quite frankly.
All right. Now, we belong to the Illinois Broadcast Association. We belong to Radio Advertising Bureau. And I don't know what they exactly bring to me, but I feel like I should support the industry.
That's fine. But, you know, they're not getting tax money to support it, right?
Okay. No, it's a private, yeah. No question. It's all private. So you think that maybe this is more of a trend than they're saying?
Well, yeah. I also think that they haven't been effective for Urbana businesses, because the businesses have told me, when I ask them what's the actual impact, they say they can't. Say what the impact is. So if it were really significant, they'd be able to tell me.
I think Adam Frederick is quoted here in the CVB release. He's the general manager of Comfort Suites Hotel. He says that's accounted for 13% of his nights.
Well, then he should be very happy to help fund them.
All right. You say, hey, go for it, but not with the city budget.
Right.
Okay. All right. But you have no problem with individual business. It's just a question.
No, I think that's what they should do.
Okay. And, of course, the CVB saying you're going to lose money on this deal. Are you afraid of that?
No.
Okay. Right. Hey, listen.
I mean, the guy who founded the Illinois Marathon came and talked to the cities first, and we encouraged him. And I don't think the marathon was founded here because of the CVB. I think that's really an exaggeration to say it'll be gone in 5 years. That's ridiculous.
All right. Well, listen, again, it's your call. You're the mayor, and you're trying to do what's best for the city of Urbana. People might disagree with you, but at least you're taking a stand. What the heck?
Okay.
Laura, good to talk to you again. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. You bet. It's 8:27. We're going to hear from Jane DeLuce, who's the CEO of the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we'll see what Jane's side of the deal is. Laura says you can't even tell, and maybe, you go to that business, go get this guy, Adam Frederick, general manager of Comfort Suites in Urbana. He'll give you money to support that. Well, we'll see what impact that has and get Jane's perspective. I'm looking forward to hearing her coming up here in just a moment. Connect FM. She is the president and CEO of the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jane DeLuce. How are you, Jane?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm great. This is just front page stuff here. you and the mayor, front page stuff. Now, I think probably I was taken back by the fact that she said you're making up numbers.
We're happy to show any of the numbers because we document it all through a software program called InfoTrack.
Yeah.
And we do have we have two varying reports, and I understand that there might be some misunderstanding with one report in that we had shared only the numbers for business tourism, which is meetings and conventions that are brought to this area. And then when we went back and looked at it, I realized that we had not included everything related to group leisure tourism, which is all the motor coaches and the groups that come in, as well as all the sports tourism that we work with. So,
but you have a tracking methodology that everyone must use, because every good city should at least say, what do I get out of what am I spending? I mean, everybody should do that. And you say, I've got numbers. I've got stats. I can tell Urbana that I made them $3.1 million, and you're confident in that number.
Oh, absolutely. We all of the CDBs use some type of tracking software. Ours is called InfoTrack, and I can pull up exactly a meeting planner filled with a government society. It includes, just like any other sales business, when Corey on our staff will talk with them and he puts in his notes, he talks about, goes through their needs. He records when the lead goes out to the hotels, when the hotels return their leads, and then when he has the post conversation with that meeting planner, and then they select their hotel, meeting facility, restaurants, attractions, all of that is included in there. So each conference, each association, each motor coach leisure group are all documented in this by name. And then when we want to pull a report, when we're asked for a report, now we're new. I mean, we have new people. We're still figuring out how some of the system works and being able to go through the reports and it's one of those things that you like technology that you're like, wow, I didn't realize it could do that.
Yeah, right.
And so we're able to be very careful in how we go through that, and all of that is documented with it, and I have explained that. So,
okay,
yeah,
all right.
We have all the numbers in it.
What about her saying, hey, it's great, but go to the individual businesses that like you?
Well, it's interesting. I'd love to chat with any of the businesses. One of the things that I think is important to understand that we are a steward of public funds, and we take that role very seriously. And any business that is related to a hotel, a meeting facility, a restaurant, an attraction, a museum, an art gallery, retail, anything related to tourism development in Champaign County, if we are aware of that business, are listed for free, not only in our 70,000 visitor guides, but also on our web. We do highlights on social media. We cover all of these businesses. Do we talk to every single business on a daily basis? No, that would be very hard to do because we're so fortunate that we have so many wonderful businesses in the Champaign County area. But we include all of those for free. And then what we work with all of the different groups when we can, when there's events and the promotion aspect of that. But I don't, without knowing the specific businesses, I don't know if this is something that was, 3 weeks ago. I don't know if it was something that's 3 years ago.
Yeah.
80% of my staff is within a year of employment with the CDB, so it's a whole new team. And we're working very diligently and very hard to get out, to know the different businesses, to have our visitor guides out there, and to be able to, what we do is so important is to understand is we are the marketing arm of this county. And we market Champaign County on a state, national, an international level. And that is a very hard thing to do, but that's the crux of what our business is.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell Champaign County. We bring people here, and we want to continue to bring people here, but it takes the whole community to do that.
Jane, if she doesn't give the $72,000, she vetoes it, and the council doesn't override the veto, what impact will this have on the Champaign County Visitors Bureau, Convention of Visitors Bureau?
Well, it's a very big impact. Not only is it an impact to the budget, which is at about 11.5%, it's also impacts what we receive from the state. We receive three tourism grants, and without being able to match that funding, it's a potential of a 23% loss.
Wow.
To our entire budget. And we're a very minimal-based budget. We do a lot for the money that we have compared to other markets of our size. I mean, I think down the road, Bloomington Normal receives $750,000 in city revenues alone between the two cities, and we receive, we would receive with both Champaign and Urbana alone is about $260.
Wow.
So
way less than Bloomington Normal. Wow.
It is, and wow. So I think what we have to decide as a community is we want to be competitive in this. We are going after major conferences that fit a mid-sized market that come here. We are going after sporting events that come here, but it takes a village to be able to do that. And I think it's so important for us as a community to ask ourselves, do we want to be competitive in this? If we do, we need to continue to support the CBB efforts so that we and other groups will bring in people to this area to spend their dollars and provide tax revenues to the Champaign County area.
All right, so you'll do less because you'll have less money to do that with. Obviously, would you focus more on other towns other than Urbana? Or would you say, hey, stay in Champaign, or how would you do that?
Well, that's a hard question to answer, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to do that. I don't want to not promote Urbana at all because Urbana has so many valuable things to offer a visitor that comes here. And I don't want to do it at the detriment of Champaign, Savoy, Rantoul, and other stakeholders that are involved in this process.
Yeah.
Because when we're out, people aren't looking and saying, well, I'm in this area or I'm in this area. They want to know, how many hotel rooms do you have in this area? And I don't want to say we only have, you know, 2,200 instead of 3,400. I want to be able to say, you're coming to this area. It doesn't matter what the zip code is. The fact is they're coming to this area to spend money. And so that's a difficult question to answer, and we haven't figured that out yet.
I think what happens is you're just not able to do as much because you have less funding. That's all.
That's exactly right, Steve. Right. We have to be more creative with our resources, but it's a very big challenge in how we will do
and
that.
And I didn't ask the mayor, and I should have, but I wonder why now? What was the light bulb that went off after all these years of supporting it? Why now? What's the point of now? I don't get that exactly. Except that maybe she just said, hey, we're hurting so bad with our budget, I'd rather hire a police officer, whatever she said, I can't afford it anymore. And yet it's going to leave you in a bit of a pickle from the standpoint of trying to do as much as you can, but you've got X number of dollars to hire X number of people to promote the community in so many ways. It's just going to be less services.
Absolutely. And I understand that the cities are facing unprecedented times. I very, very much get that. And what our message is and will continue to be is that we're a revenue generator. I mean, we facilitate and bring in and help generate tax revenues for the cities. And so we feel like in doing that, a portion of that funding, it's 11% of just the hotel tax revenue. That doesn't even include all the food and beverage related to visitors. Use the other 89% of those hotel tax revenues to fund the police officers, to fund social services. I absolutely agree the cities have to be able to do that. And I understand they're facing unprecedented times.
But Jane, you're convinced that with less money, Urbana will see less business?
I'm convinced that as a whole, we will have to do something very different to be able to continue the work that we're doing in facilitating economic development for this area.
Well, with the lose 23% effectively of your budget, that's a big hit.
That's a huge hit when you have a small budget, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Jane DeLuce, appreciate your minutes. President and CEO of Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Keep up the good work. We'll be talking.
Thanks. Very much, Stevie. Have a great day.
You bet. Jane DeLuce. Okay, there you go. What Laurel said, what Jane said. And the bottom line is Laurel Pressing doesn't believe it's money well spent.
Right.
Doesn't believe she's getting the bang out of the buck. And Jane says, I got all this stuff to show you. We showed you one number, didn't include all of them. So Laurel says, you're making it up because you just changed a number on me.
Mm-hmm.
They have a young staff. Most everybody in that office has been there less than a year, so they're learning. And yet they're the marketing arm of Champaign-Urbana and Champaign County. And what does that mean overall? Very hard sometimes, but she has a ton of research that all Convention and Visitors Bureaus use as documentation to the impact of their being.
Right, their InfoTrack software.
Yeah. So they've got it. It's just a question whether you buy it. And I guess this also means that if they have an absolute success, they need to get on the horn and tell everybody.
That's right.
Because of the Champaign County Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're bringing in this event.
Right. For every dollar spent, $7 coming back in tourism money.
That's what the numbers say.
Mm-hmm.
Laurel Pressing doesn't believe that.
Right.
844-935-953, the new Connect FM.